Streets of Gold, and time for the Vacationing Larry Wayne's favorite segment. It's the top five
flashback.
As we go back to see just what Christian radio was airing on this date in history. Lisa Williams and Gator in for Larry Wayne.
This hour, we're going to go back to Christmas 1983. There were two hot Christmas albums released that year, which reflect four out of the five songs in our top five flashback.
Number five.
Here's Sandy Patty and the title track from her Christmas album, The Gift Goes on Streets of Gold.
The Father gave the Son. The Son gave the Spirit. The Spirit gives us life so we can give the gift of love. And the gift goes on. 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 Don't you love to get a present wrapped up in a Christmas bowl? God gave each of us a present on that night so long ago. It's a gift that keeps on giving if our spirits can receive. It's the secret joy of living if our hearts can just believe. And the gift goes on.
All the wonders that have happened.
right there from the start.
There was born a child, there will rise a son. There was born a savior
for the Lord's children.
For the children.
There was born a child, there will rise a son.
Originally from Scotland and a former 700 Club host and one of the wonderful traveling women of faith, that's Sheila Walsh, with Star Song, the number four Christmas song on this date back in 1983.
Number three!
It comes from the other hot Christmas album released that year. Here's none other than Amy Grant, Emmanuel, on Streets of Gold.
Emmanuel.
Patty once again with the second of two songs on our survey. It's Oh Magnify the Lord. Hey, Lisa Williams and Gator filling in for Larry Wayne.
Hello, ma'am.
We like all of these great songs on Streets of Gold because we were talking about how old we are. I told Gator that I was confident that I was older than him.
I said she was wrong.
To which he said, there's no way you're older than me. I'm older than you. We debated without telling each other how old we are for about 10 minutes.
It went on for a while.
And then we deduced we were both born in 1968.
The same year.
And he was born in December. So, yes, I am older than Gator. Just for the record, I know all of these songs by heart.
Wow, she's upping me by a couple months.
Number one.
And once again, one of the songs that I know all the words to. It's actually one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time.
I like this one.
Because of the people gathered around with the love around the tree, like the gifts around the tree and the snow on the roof and all of the wonderful things you're about to hear from Amy Grant. It's a Tennessee Christmas on Streets of Gold.
Come on, weatherman, give us a forecast. Of every childlike heart tonight. Rockies are calling, Denver snow falling. Somebody said it's 4 feet deep, but it doesn't matter. Give me the laughter, I'm gonna choose to keep another tender Tennessee Christmas, the only Christmas for me, where the love circles around us like the gifts around our tree. Well, I know there's more snow up in Colorado than my roof will ever see. But a tender Tennessee Christmas is the only Christmas for me. Every now and then I get a wandering urge to see.
And there you have it. The number one Christmas song on this date back in 1983. Another tender Tennessee Christmas.
Are you going to sing?
It's the only Christmas for me.
She's kind of singing.
We're Lisa Williams and Gator in for the Vacationing Larry Wayne. Did you notice, Gator, that all five songs that were the number one Christmas songs in 1983 were recorded by women?
You know, I did notice that, and I actually appreciate that. But, however, for all the guys out there listening, don't worry. We're going to have a chance to redeem ourselves, so stick around.